You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
rivers of living water. Whatever we touch, wherever we see, we want to share grass. Whatever you come and touch it, you want to receive grass. And we become a living person. And again, faith would cause us not to be afraid of my adversaries. About a month ago, I was in Canada sharing a series of messages. First Peter chapter 5 is saying that Satan is like a roaring lion. What is he doing? He's on a true throne seeking those whom he may devour. That's a lot like our love feasts at church. And I
would
tell you, Satan now, I would say that he doesn't have to roam to and fro.
All you can eat. That's
all you can eat for him. All that he wants to consume.
So
and the weakness of the children of God is everywhere. Being swallowed up by the enemy, it seems like it's everywhere. And when the church is strong, Satan needs to go and search out those who are weak that he may devour. And when the church is weak, and fallen, Satan is tired of eating. He can eat all he wants. He can eat anything. So that's just we need to rise up. So we need to be able to face our enemies and testify for the house of God. We know whom we have
born.
We know where we come from. We know what we're doing. We know where we're going.
You can yell woman at me.
You can take my life.
You can yell what you did to you.
You cannot take away the Lord in me.
But
just people can leave. And people can suffer harm in the daytime or the afternoon. But in us, we should not fear the adversary. We're all on our way home.
Right?
I remember 3 years ago, the U clan had a family gathering. People came from all over the world.
We don't care if they should,
we don't care who we go home for. Nobody cares who goes home first. I would be so sad and say, oh man, my third brother, he went first. Because I know that's your job. And I wouldn't be there and say, how come my oldest brother is not here yet? Because I know that's your
because
as we're pilgrims on this land, this is not our home.
This
is a far better country, an eternal home. Let's say you live 100 years. Divided by eternity, and you live a million years, and you divide it by eternity, it's still zero. About 30 years or 100 years. That's just very, very small. The fraction
we
die out. And we're all on our way home. So, Pastor Zola, when the doctor came out after he had passed away, he immediately shared the gospel with them. His son just took his last breath. And they were certain, they spoke to the doctor, we're all on our way home, we will see each other soon.
Friends,
do not be saddened by these things that we encounter.
We will
not be frightened by our adversary.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, the Lord has given us all blessings,
Jesus Christ is son. Now I know I possess a weapon to wake all of us who have fallen asleep. I'm just playing around. God has given us His Son. And all the blessings and the heavenly places are in His Son. Colossians says that all the natures of God is packaged in the Son. So, dear friends, this is when Paul sees this. His entire heart, he wants to go after Christ. And he encouraged the church of Philippi to go after Christ. So, dear brothers and sisters, and I want to ask again the question that I asked you when I went through the book of Joshua. You answer this to yourself. Do you have a very clear direction for your life? Maybe in a phrase, in a sentence, or a couple of sentences that describe what is your purpose in your life? Why do you live? Is it just to extend what I'm going through right now for the next number of years? What is the purpose of my living? This is a very important question. Do we have a very clear direction or goal for our life? The second question. This particular goal, does it have an eternal value? Is it according to the will of God? He said, my goal is to be as rich as Bill Gates. And you said, okay, my purpose is to be multilingual. Or to be who, or so and so and so and so. Does it have an eternal value? In other words, is it according to the will of God? In 1 John chapter 1, verse 17, it says that this world and things of this world will pass away. Only those who obey the will of God will endure forever. So the things that I pursue, is it according to the will of God? If it is not, then you better change it now. It's not to say students no longer need to study anymore, or that you're married, you don't have any family
anymore.
But in the very center, the very core of your being, what is it that you are going after? What is it that you want? The third question. Am I doing all that I can to live according or pursuing this particular goal? And you may be able to write a very, very attractive purpose for your life. But it's just something that you frame and you put on the wall to look at. Something that you can probably tell someone and maybe boast about. But I want to ask, are you living for it with all of your strength and
mind?
If it's real, let's do it for real. If it's false, if it's fake, then rewrite it. But be diligent before God and say, God, what am I living for? Do I have a clear direction? Is it according to your will? Does it have eternal value? Am I really living for it today? But Sister Paul knows what he's running after. He says, what things were gained to me, these I counted lost for Christ. Yet indeed I've also counted all things lost.
And
for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and counted them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. So dear brothers and sisters, if your life wants to grow or be, and be joyful, you must have a very clear goal that has eternal value, and you're living for it with all your might. Or else you have even not the strength to move. You have no basis for joy. And when you truly have these things, there's a power that moves you. Because you know what you're running after. Because you know you're going after the excellent. You're going after the very best of God. There's nothing better than this one particular thing.
So
Paul says, I count gaining Christ as the most excellent prize. And his goal is so focused. And there are nothing that would distract him. And it's such a high priority that nothing can compare to it. I heard that the story of Robin Hood when he shoots an arrow. 30 meters away, probably and within 10 seconds he could shoot 3 arrows. And the very first arrow would strike the bullseye. The second arrow would split the first arrow. The third arrow, you know, would split that second arrow. But this is incredible, right? So this entire person is focused on that target. This is focus. And I am wowed by you guys. You can write your final paper. And there's iPod on one side of your and you're talking with your friend through another. And your screen has 10 different windows and you're talking to different people. And your hot foot can actually pamper your dog that is right next to you. I don't know how in the world you compartmentalize your brain. And you can actually get an A on your paper. Man. If you're not focused, other things will take away your resources. Take away your time, your energy, your love, your passion, your resources, everything you care about. So Paul's life is actually very simple. Because his goal is very clear. And his entire person is very focused.
He's
focusing on obtaining Christ. From the time that he wakes up to the point that he returns to the bed. Everything, every person that I come
across,
everything that I encounter, my thoughts, my mind, my words, everything has something to do with Christ. Christ is all and all. And everything that I encounter, I want to be in Christ. And I have wasted an opportunity. And I lost an opportunity. So Paul says, make the most of every opportunity to treasure your time. Because all your opportunities are in time. When time passes you by, opportunities pass you by.
times I said these words in the past few years. If we're true and honest to ourselves, how many of these opportunities we've wasted? Brother, sister, we cannot be satisfied. So when Paul saw this, he not only elevated the priority of getting Christ, so nothing can compare with Christ. So he
didn't have to focus.
Not only is his mind becoming so focused on Jesus Christ, and he would simplify his life completely. But then he says, fear and
tremble.
Work out your own salvation. And he said, why with fear and tremble? It's not the eternal damnation that will cause you to be afraid.
It's a Paul.
But Paul is warning the people of Philippi that do not waste your opportunities. Then, so I was actually thinking, I was preparing, what are the things that would bring about fear and trembling for people nowadays? Aaron, are there anything that would cause you to tremble? Praise God, there are things that would still cause you to fear. Nothing would cause you to tremble, then you ought to tremble a little bit. And Paul, with such a faith, he says he actually has an attitude of being fearful. Because every opportunity is so precious. So a couple of weeks ago, when we had our Friday night fellowship, the brothers and sisters around me at our table, I was asking them what are the things that cause you to be afraid. And we had a ceremony where the brothers and sisters had an opportunity to renew their vows, and previous records, two-thirds of the couples actually had a baby right afterwards. They say for that they fear and they tremble. And I'll let you guys guess who this particular sister is. But sister, if we really see how precious Christ is, and we see how limited our life is, and the world and Satan is doing all that he can to take away our resources and our strength to pursue Christ, that we need to be alert. And Paul says, alert is the point where you are fearful and you tremble that your salvation may be worth doubting you. Because if we are not serious enough, we're wasting our life away every day. Every single day we're wasting away opportunities. Paul says, in all things that I will grow and be connected to the Godhead. So if we do not grow in our circumstances, we will waste those opportunities. But we truly receive Christ and we have grown. Our lives have changed. Our relationship with Him has changed. Our purpose, our value, everything about us has changed. It will bring about joy. If your life is transformed and changed, it will bring about joy. Relationship with the Lord changes and will bring about joy. If your life has a purpose, has a direction, has an eternal value, it will bring about joy. So Paul says to them, though it is wonderful for me to be with the Lord, but I know for me to remain is far more beneficial for you. That I will come to cause your faith to grow and to be joyful. Paul has already reached a particular realm. His entire person, he himself, he is growing, he is progressing forward, and he's joyful. And he knows that no matter where God takes him and puts him in, life to grow and to be
shortened.
And we pray not only the church of Philippi could be this way. We certainly pray that our church would be this way. We certainly pray that all the brothers and sisters from different localities, that your church is in the same way. That we all could grow and be joyful. Paul is so certain about his ability to influence others. He knows his function, he knows his worth, he knows his value, and he has, he's very sure of himself. And everybody, let's be proactive. No longer go through your days. Don't go through your days without purpose, without true value. Fear and tremble and work out your salvation. And at the same time, in all things, everything we encounter, we need to lay hold of Christ.
All things are for you.
Bring about a spiritual influence. Somebody asked John Wesley one time, what is everyone attracted to your preaching? He says, I let myself burn. And if you're burning, people will come and see why are you burning. But sister, whether individually, small groups, or church as a whole, I think we're missing this fire. We're not burning. We speak, we share, but we personally we lack that passion. We sing, we continue to go to meetings, but we lack that fire. We lack that fire. But it's just when you let that fire burn through the sins in true faith, bring us into the realities of all spiritual things. Everything will come alive. A small candle, when it was bought, and that candle asked the person that bought him and said, why did you purchase me? I want to put you on a lampstand. A lighthouse, I'm sorry. That all those who are lost at sea would find their way home. That's not just such a small candle or small lighthouse impossible. He said, the person that bought him said, don't worry. That person took the candle and brought them to the lighthouse right where that big lamp is. The candle realized all of a sudden that all the mares are aligned. A small candle that's lit. And all the lights are reflected across that mirror became a focus beam. And those who are lost in the darkness of the sea, they know their way home. Just like a preacher said one time when he was most despaired. He walked by past the window and he saw this ad. This black paper. This one small candle. And there was one phrase. If you add up all the darkness of the world, it cannot cause you not to shine. But sister, don't look lightly at yourself. We want to ask God not only to cause us to burn, to bring light to others, but we may be a person that may kindle the people around us. This candle may be small. I may light up maybe 100 other people. Maybe I've lit Wesley or Moody, that we may have led someone that God can really use. It begins with our own family. It let's sing that hymn that we sang earlier. It's glory just to walk with Him. Faith brings us into the presence of God. That each day we may live with God. In the circumstances that we may live with Him.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.